You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Could you tell us what your blog is about?
Sure. So my blog is called Zero Waste Warrior. And about a year and a half ago, I came across the concept of zero waste. Mm-hmm. And I decided that I needed to start walking the talk in terms of my impact on the environment. So I did a household audit. I made a list of every single consumable that we purchase in our household, and I started looking for alternatives that didn't produce waste.
Yeah.
And so my blog charts the journey that I've made to reduce our family's waste, and it also talks about issues related to consumption in general. So at the moment, we're living in an unsustainable society. We're plundering the Earth's resources.
Mm.
We're contributing to climate change, and we're leaving a trail of waste behind for future generations to deal with. And so through my blog, I really hope to encourage people to find solutions to those problems.
Yeah. Awesome. So you posted your blog on the Glen Eden Facebook page.
Yes.
And that's where I found it. What actions have you taken in Glen Eden to contribute against, to contribute to zero waste?
Well, I've been involved in a few local campaigns. A major one has been reducing plastic bags. We were involved with a supermarket campaign with Fresh Choice Glen Eden, where we encouraged people to bring their own reusable bags.
Mm-hmm.
And that went on for about a month, and we're hoping to build on that because, I mean, I'd like to see them phased out altogether.
Definitely.
I'm also involved with a local community group called Glen Eden Transition Town, and we are involved in lots of really cool projects to do with the environment and sustainability. And I also do things as an individual as well as being involved with that group, so... the litter thing kind of just popped up one day where, I mean, litter is something that really frustrates me as an individual. I see it every time I'm out in my neighbourhood, and in the past I didn't usually pick it up. I mm-hmm. thought that if I picked it up, I'd be sending the people who littered the message that it's okay to drop your crap everywhere because someone will clean up after you.
So there's kind of a psychological theory behind that, isn't there?
Yeah. So I recently read a great article
mm-hmm.
About the US National Park Service. And in the article, it detailed a policy where every park employee was asked to pick up at least one piece of litter each day.
Yeah.
And visitors were encouraged to do the same. And people would see other people picking up rubbish, and it became a bit of a snowball effect, and it became contagious, and the littering was really greatly reduced. And there's this really great line in the article that says, contrary to public opinion, you can fix stupid.
Yeah.
So it's basically known as the broken windows theory. It's quite an old theory. It's been around for a few decades now, I think.
Yeah.
So the theory goes that when a broken window is left unrepaired, it sends a message to the community that nobody cares about that area. And that often leads to more broken windows, to graffiti and other petty crime. But of course, the reverse also applies. So if people see that an area is well cared for, then they're more likely to show respect for that environment. And in our modern society, we've become quite disconnected from one another, and litter is a symbol of that disconnection,
yeah.
I think. And people who litter, they don't see the value in their community. So when you have a clean environment, it fosters an idea of pride and respect for your community, not just for the physical space, but for the people living within it. And that also has major flow-on effects in terms of, you know, neighbours supporting each other, reduced crime, and all the well-being that comes along with a strong community. So it might seem like a minor issue, like it's a bit of rubbish, but actually it has a massive flow-on effect.
Yeah, I guess we don't really think about rubbish too much, because it doesn't really affect us. There's a bit of psychological distance.
Exactly, so. And it also becomes like wallpaper, I think, that you become just so used to it
yep.
that you don't even see it anymore.
Yeah, definitely.
Along with a lot of other issues related to waste, I think we really have to start to open our eyes, and as well as putting pressure on local government to fix these problems, we've got to take individual responsibility that we actually all can have a really positive impact on the environment. And it's also not just about The litter, I mean, the litter is the most visible part of the process, but we don't see the mining of raw materials or the energy and the toxins that are used in the processing and manufacture and transportation of all the goods that we consume.
Yeah.
The root of the problem of litter is in our consumption habits, and, mm-hmm. and we really need to reduce our consumption. We need to connect the dots and see the bigger picture. And there are tangible actions that, that everyone can take as individuals to be a part of that solution. You know, we're meant to be the most advanced species in the known universe. I think that a sustainable society is very doable.
So what are some of these solutions that people can do?
I think just individual actions. Every purchase that you make, you are sending a message to that manufacturer, to that retailer, that you support what it is they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So since I've become aware of zero waste, I pretty much see rubbish everywhere. That's the downside.
Yeah.
But the upside is that I feel really empowered because I feel like I'm actually doing something positive for my environment, for my daughter's future. And so we produce very little waste in our whole household. I think we're down to about one of the orange rubbish bags being filled up maybe every 4 months.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know what it was before, but it was a lot more than that. So pretty much anything that comes into our house or anything when I'm in the shop, I'm like, do I actually need this? What is it made from? Can the earth take it back? Or do I actually need it, basically?
Yeah.
Because a lot of these things we think we need, but I've greatly reduced all the stuff in our household. And when you simplify your life, it actually you start to focus on the things that are important as well, like your family, your friends, your community. So I think also just thinking about what's happening in your neighbourhood, so connecting with other people. There's all sorts of really cool groups that are out there, and we don't have to do it alone. And I think it's really fun to be part of these different community projects as well. Like, it's really satisfying.
Definitely.
And to come across people who think along the same lines as you. And this sort of stuff, like, it's massive worldwide. There's a huge movement going on to supporting ideas around zero waste and how we can make a better world.
Yeah.
And it's not just this, tree hugger thing. It's actually, like, we rely on these things for survival. And for me personally, I'm really passionate about building a future for my daughter where it's sustainable and, you know, we do things that make sense. You know, we're supposed to be intelligent, so let's be intelligent, you know?
Yeah.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.